Hello?
Hello, Auntie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, ma'am. This is Mr. Steven speaking.
Welcome, Mr. Steven.
Repatriating of our looting money from wherever. Well, as I can say, it's a threat to me.
Okay.
And while I say it's a threat, is that we have, well, if it's really that the government of this APC has been sent to Nigeria, the little, the money that they have been telling us looted, that they have collected from them, I'm telling you, it can serve us to, in next 40 years coming, we'll never borrow any money.
Mm.
But when you hear it finish, it will develop leg, enter another person's pocket. You are re-looting the looters. So there is an embarrassment on that. And again, please, we have to beg, we need to, I'm begging you journalists, please, before these people come in, may we not just checkmate them the way you are checking, people are checkmating us being the caller on Nigerian Info, so that they cannot be giving us a news that always making us angry. And when we want to voice it out, people will shutting us up. That is where we are angry. I'm not calling regularly.
We have to take a liner now.
Headache.
We have to
but
take a liner. Thank you very much. We have a liner that's coming up very shortly. Stay with us.
We must not play politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk
on the Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Nigeria Info.
This is Sunny Sai on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
All right, sorry, had to cut that short because of that line that I was going to come up and interrupt, okay? So, yes, we're still on the news, you know, thrash it. It's 1 minute past one, and in a very short while from now, we'll be drawing the cutting on this discussion so that we can move on to the major discourse. We'll be having a debate today, and I'll know what your own take is on the issue that I'll be introducing very, very shortly. So let's take the last comments and thoughts shared with us via the phone line and the WhatsApp portal, 07-00-951-0000. That's the number to call if you want to talk via the phone. And if you want to send a WhatsApp message, use 08-0-999-30-137. All right. Seems the call dropped there. Sorry about that. Let me quickly drop this so we stop making this very horrible noise. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello, Swat.
Yes?
Afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
How is your health?
It's getting better. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My name is Salasi.
Yeah, thank you, Salasi.
I want to talk about my own news. Is about the signing electoral law.
Okay.
We made to understand that president refused to sign during the time of Saraki. They feel like people were saying that Saraki wasn't cooperating with the president. But president, I'm urging him to sign this electoral law. He should sign that electoral law. He was appreciating Jonathan for allowing the card reader, and that's what brought him to power. And if he refused to sign that electoral law, God will bring another person that will sign that electoral law, and Nigeria will have confidence for the electoral law. Pastor President, please, I'm begging you, sign that. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
All right, thank you, Selassie. I appreciate that. Okay, to more messages, Adadi Arama, Big Thrash. Headline for me is getting out to Turkey by the president after he came from wherever last week. He's wasting Nigerian resources. There's no news, says Ejike from Mississippi. Ejike, all right. So you people are still in 2021 while I'm already in 2022. Did you see hypocrisy on the feet? The North is protesting against insecurity while Mr. Lai Mohammed says that all is well. People should stop begging Mr. President to leave a legacy by signing the electoral bill. A legacy is not by force. When PIB changed to PIA, the president signed it quickly. No time wasted, says Evans. Then this one comes in from ZMH Baba from New Karu. You said, what's happened? Okay, no, this is not for me. Electoral bill will never be passed by this administration. Mark my words, it's all a movie script because a willing government will never allow you to take more than 72 hours before signing it. It's a thrash headline for me, says ZMH. Thank you. Chike in Apo said, thrash, headline is on the electoral bill. The National Assembly and the President are just using Nigerians to do their politics. 30 days will expire on the 19th, few days from now. And the President has gone to Turkey. National Assembly plan to go on recess any moment from now. Can you smell the coffee? Oh, Nigeria, my country. Not just the North bleeding, but the entire country, says Chike. And then to this one from Comrade Efodu, he said, Her Vocal Majesty, I'm thrashing the news item on Northern youths protesting against insecurity in Nigeria. They should head on and persuade the elites in the North to go for the rooting out of insecurity in Nigeria by tackling the problem from the roots. Another source of insecurity is the mass breeding of children we are not ready to train. When Sanusi kicked against the Almajiri system, he was labeled all sorts of names and dethroned. The Northern youth should also protest against the exploitative political system that allows less than 1% of the Nigerian population controlling over 95% of Nigeria's wealth. This should be reversed if the government is serious in fighting insecurity. Thank you, comrade. And lastly, the message I have here is, Tokwe, hi Swad, I did not know you were around yesterday. No, I wasn't around yesterday, Tokwe. You said you were off air. Trust you're better today. Yes, I am. Wasn't on air yesterday. Thank you so much, Tokwe. Thank you to everybody too for the contribution, checking up on me, and all that you guys have commented on. I appreciate that. I will take a break now. Officially, we draw the cutting on the new Sit or Thrash It segment. Hopefully, you will have more of this as the days go by. So, we will be having a debate. If you're ready to be a participant in this debate, I would really love to have us talk about issues that relate to 2023. So why don't you take this break now, and then when we do come back, it will be time for that great and exciting moment where we get to have a debate. It's healthier than arguing. Arguments don't achieve much. You put people on their guard and you never achieve that much. But with the debate, you get to listen to people's healthy opinions, and also you give yours, and thereby we get to learn and get to improve, right? So let's have that debate in a very short while from now. Stay with me.
Of the FCT.
Your Let's Talk station is here to keep you informed.
Sunnyside. 12 to 3 p.m.
Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
About the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's Talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations
made of trustworthy ideas
passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk
on the Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Nigeria Info. For the king, we will worship at his feet.
This is Sunnyside on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
All right, it's 9 days before Christmas, and I just thought to get you into the spirit of Christmas. Yes, it's all around in the air. I saw in some parts some decorations have started being made, and this particular place, I don't want to mention where, I'm sure many of you must have noticed, it looks like some Babalawo decorations. I'm telling you, red cloth and very dark green. Like, what is this? What sort of color is that? Anyways, people have their own different ideas of Christmas. There's no hard and fast rule. The most important thing is to spread the love. Mm-hmm. And don't forget the reason of the season. Like this poetry simply asks, what would Christmas be without Jesus? That's the reason for Christmas. So once you think about Christmas, think about Jesus, think about what he came for, what he stands for. And let that make your heart go merry and let it help you be at peace, even if you don't have so much. But the most important thing is that there is something so much deeper than the eyes can see that stands for Christmas. And that's what we all should be aiming and, you know, targeting. So thank you for staying here. This is your number one Let's Talk station. My name is Swat, and I welcome you aboard to this very segment, the Major Discuss, where we get to talk about major issues. Doesn't matter what's of a national issue, international politics, and the likes of them. Today, I just want us to take our minds to 2023, because for me, it's a big deal. It's going to be a big, big decider as to where our country will be heading for another 4 years when this administration comes to an end. I don't know how you score this administration, but that is for another day. We're not going to score the administration, but definitely we'll have time to do that. So far, though, we have had people indirectly scoring and not so much to write home about, if you ask me. But that's not the focus. My focus is to ask you to help me understand what would inform your choice in 2023 as to whether it's party or the candidate. I know it's a very common thing we get to talk about, but it's very serious too. You know, the seriousness of it is what we need to look at and even consider as we discuss, as we converse on this very, very pertinent issue. Because many people still talk in terms of party politics, which for them is a big deal. You know, when you talk about issues that have happened in Nigeria, you know, from the inception of this political, or you know, when the politics came back, the Fourth Republic, from 1999 till date, many would always want to say it's a PDP thing, PDP, PDP, PDP. But then, you know, when you want to hold someone responsible, do you hold him or do you hold the party? And there are arguments to that, you know, and both arguments can really hold weight to it, in the sense that an individual or a candidate normally come through a political party, because we've not reached that level in our country where we have independent candidacy. So most of the time, you'd always want to pin that individual or trace that individual back to the political party that actually put him forth for the people to vote. But then I think with the awareness that is coming in and the experiences so far, I don't know, I don't want to speak for Nigerians, because everyone will speak for his or herself. What do you think would be most important a thing to consider when the 2023 elections come, okay, where we have to choose from the president down to the National Assembly members, to the state governors, down to local government chairmen, councillors, and the likes of them? What would form the basis, the foundation of your decision, of your choice? Is it going to be the individual? Someone just before he dropped, I think the last guy said something, you should help us to scrutinize these politicians. Well, it's not my job. I think it's for everybody's Nigerian or every Nigerian's job to scrutinize, to shop for their own candidate and know what will drive them towards electing. It's not my responsibility as a journalist. I only come here to bring to you the news and engage you so we talk about what affects each and every one of us. But at the end of the day, it's not about me voting one person on behalf of everybody. Nigerians will have to make that choice for themselves. So if you are given the opportunity, and as you prepare, what would inform your choice? Is it the candidate, you know, his pedigree, his capacity, his commitment, his visions, not minding what party he comes from? Would you look at that much more than the political party? Or with the political party, how dependable it is, how much they have done, and just how reliable they are in terms of what they have done in terms of the quality of people that they churn out? Would that inform your choice in voting in people or not? So that's my question for you this afternoon. So tell me what will inform your choice: party, political party, or the candidate himself or herself? Yeah, what would form the basis of your choice in 2023? I'd like for us to discuss this until we can actually drop it at the end of or at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock hopefully. So I would want us to make it in form of a debate. I would get you a co-debater. But then if you don't have so much people, you know, taking on different sides, then maybe I would just allow individuals to talk based on what they think. So what is most important, political party or the candidate himself or herself, irrespective of the political party? 0700-951-0000. That is the number to call. I will call. When you call, please tell me your name and the part that you're taking or what is your position. Please don't call and start talking, you know, blah, blah. No, no, it's a debate. So I would love to know your name first. What is your position on this topic? And then you allow me to gently get you a co-debater so that you guys would give your different opinions, and that is how we go, right? So hopefully we keep to the rules and not do otherwise like we always do sometimes. Hello.
Good afternoon, Swan.
Hi, good afternoon.
My name is Olajide. I'm calling from Maitama.
Welcome, Olajide. What's your position on this debate?
We go on political parties.
You go for political parties?
Okay. Yeah.
Olajide, please, will you be patient so that I'll get your co-debater?
Yes. All right. I'm okay with it.
All right. Let me get you somebody.
All right. Do that. You can do that.
Ooh, Olajide, it seems it's not working. Anyway, let me just hear you. Then maybe subsequently I'll get co-debaters. I didn't put it on conference call, so I can't pick up another.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell me why.
Why am I going for political party? I'm going for political party because it is the political party that drives the party.
Okay.
It is political party that nominates candidates. It is political party that mobilizes for the candidate. It is the political party that spends, that brings out resources, that comes together to support the candidates of such a political party. That is why it is very important to drive a political process through the political party. So that is why I'm giving by a political party. That is the political party with strong ideology, with a good background of what the economy is all about how to put the exam, take the exam role in terms of choosing people to man position. That is why having a political party is the important.
Okay.
Because why? Another point is this, of having a political party, is that if you have the several types of people coming together from different geopolitical zones, ethnicities, religious language, it comes together. It's from there they will be able to pick to choose the right person that will lead them.
Okay.
That is why going through a political party is very, very important.
Okay, thank you, Ola. I'm grateful for your contribution this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
All right. I would really love to pitch Ola, you know, with somebody, but let me quickly put it on conference call. Okay, so it's on conference call now. So we proceed with our debate this afternoon. What would inform your choice, political party or candidate? Tell me why. You would find a co-debater ready to give you their own different opinion, and I would want for us to debate on this issue this afternoon. Let's take on this caller. Sorry. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, my sister. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. This is your debate this afternoon. It's very interesting.
Tell me your name. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Prince Emeka, calling from Chadi.
Please, can I get your co-debater?
Please do.
Okay, so
I am supporting for candidate, not political party.
All right. Candidate, yes. Says Mr. Emeka. Let me get your co-debater. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
My name is Mike Bowen Blues.
All right.
But unfortunately, me, I'm not for any political party.
Okay, so let me get another person. Maybe you call back again. Sorry about that. Hello?
I would have loved to talk with the other man that just dropped. He thought you were supporting political party.
Hello?
Because if you look at the situation, unfortunately,
sir, let me get to the coordinator.
My name is Salasi.
Salasi, what would you support? Mr. Emeka is saying...
I would have loved to go for candidate.
Okay, but can you argue for a political party?
Pardon?
Can you argue for a political party or can you debate for political party?
Of what good have the political party do for us? I would have loved to go for candidate.
Okay, then maybe you would have to call back. Okay, thank you so much. What's your name? All right, Mr. Emeka, just go ahead.
Okay, good. You see, in Nigeria, I'm taking president from Nigeria. Nigeria, scenario, political party has failed this country. That is the truth. If we look at the candidacy, if we look at good candidates, who can come up and who can drive the political space, not going for political party, because a good person who is well articulate, who can drive the space of Nigeria, who can develop things, who can make things work for Nigeria. Okay, take for instance, UAE. Is it a political party that is making it work? Take for instance, go to other clients where things are working. It's not about the party. Party is just like gangsterism, a group of people who come together to come and impose a certain other people who may not even have anything to offer.
Mr. Mata, we
and
have
the people
become
the party.
This is Sunnyside on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. Do apologize to you, Mr. Emeka, that had to cut you off so that the commercials go. That's a new way we operate here. Once it's time, no wasting time. You just cut off and then the commercials come up on board. So I do apologize. Yes, sir, we are on this debate today, and what we are asking for you to take opposing sides and debate on is what will or should form the basis of our 2023 election, whether political party as a tool towards which you recruit new leaders. Hopefully 2023 will avail us another space of 4 years to choose fresh hands, fresh people, fresh ideas that will steer the affairs of this nation for those number of years, and we hope to get it very, very right so that things would turn around. But in ensuring that things turn around for good in Nigeria, what would inform your choice of choosing or inform your choice of electing new leaders or new leadership positions? Is it the political party that you look at? The first caller, Mr. Ola, said it's political parties because that's where the ideologies form, and they are a group of people who come together and offer a platform. And so political parties should inform people's choices. And Mr. Emeka, on the other hand, said it's a candidate because candidacy is who we are more concerned, not political party. So I would love to know what your take is on this debate this afternoon. If you choose the candidate as the one or the one thing that will form your basis of choosing, let me know why. And then if you say it's the political party, then let's also have you debate on that very nicely this afternoon. So call on the numbers or call in the number. I would pick your call. Tell me what is what side you're taking on this debate. So let me take on this caller now. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Yes, this is Mr. Maker Park. I'm waiting for your co-debater who is supporting the political party.
Okay, you're still willing to get that, right? Okay, let's see.
Definitely. It's a very important issue in our national policy, so we need to talk to us about it properly.
All right. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hello?
This is Mr. Olajide.
Okay, Mr. Ola.
Yes. You see, Mr. Olajide.
All right. Do you want to take a position?
Yes, I'm taking the position of political party.
Oh,
so
okay. Okay, you want
to give Mr. Emeka.
All right, Mr. Emeka, you have a core debater in the person of Mr. Ola.
Very good.
Mr. Emeka,
yes,
your time starts. Mr. Emeka, your time starts now.
Good. Thank you very much. In the issue of the politics of Nigeria right now, individual, which is the candidate, is far more better than the political party. Reason: it is the individual that does the think tank. It is the individual that makes the policy. It is not about group. Anything you see in life today begins in the mind of a human being, not in the mind of a group of people. Whatsoever direction you see people go to is being steered by individual. And it is that individual who has a good vision. Look at Lim Kuan Yew. Look at Al Maktoum in Dubai. Look at Lim Kuan Yew. Look at the scenario of South Korea. Look at even America. Look at Abraham Lincoln. All these people are individuals. They did not thrive on the base of political party. Bring it down to Nigeria.
the two political parties who have led Nigeria for the past 20 years, by my own standard, by my own whatever, I will call them a failure. I take responsibility for that. Reason, they have failed us in the sense that all the candidates they have provided, they have produced for the people to vote for, by the time you do, you see we have better candidates who would have led the people better, right from the local government to the governorship, to the presidency, to the vice president. In all, if you go by the political party, you find out that if you say, let us bring candidates, let them stand individually, who will get better candidates? But because of the juxtaposition of the political party who says, this is our candidate, the bandwagon goes. And that is what we are suffering till today in Nigeria. So okay, with this viewpoint of mine, my dear sister, I think and I know that individual candidacy is far more better 1 million times than political party.
All right,
which we have been following.
Thank you very much. You heard Mr. Emeka. Mr. Ola, go ahead.
Yes. I had no question. Right. Let me start by this. Mr. Emeka, looking at the definition of democracy, which is for the people, and by the people, and for the people. It means that before you can administer a community, there must be effort by the community themselves to come together to say this is the person we want to lead us. That is what democracy means, is all about. And that's what parties means all about. Take for instance, look at Nigeria. We are multi-ethnicity. We have different languages. Let's say you, Mr. Emeka, you have to contest for president of Nigeria as an individual. How are you going to galvanize people in Yoruba land? How are you going to galvanize people in the northern side? How are you going to galvanize people in the eastern, where even you come from? You don't know all. It is people there, you are coming together, they will be able to tell you that in social place, this is what you have to do. In social place, this is the best you are going to put. In social place, this is what people need there. You cannot see it all as an individual. That is why parties need to drive democracy, in which people will come together. They know themselves. They know who they put. That is why there is no way in the world that political party has not been doing well. In our own case, we have been having issues of failure. It does not mean that political party is not going to do it for us. Then those you mentioned about the Queen Yu, they are silent. They are there for several years. Except Abraham Lincoln, that is only choosing democratically. All others you mentioned, they are not chosen by their people. They lure themselves on their people. So that is why we are saying that political party is the vehicle that drives democracy.
Okay.
That brings development to the people.
All right, Mr. Ola. Thank you so much. Mr. Emeka, yes. Just in a minute, yes. What would be your response in a minute?
Let me just put a little word before you go. I want to respond to that one. He said they lost themselves from their people. Let me tell you, do you prefer Nigeria of today to Dubai of today? Dubai, like I want to make an instance from, is led by one man. It is not democratic. Even if it's democratic, it is by individual, not by political party. Lin Kuan Yew, you are referring to, is one man. Then coming back, let's catapult it back into Nigeria. Who in Nigeria, which political party in Nigeria can you bring up now and say it has helped you towards the positive development of Nigeria's base? There is none. But if we want to look at individuals, we can call up a few people in Nigeria of today that you can say, oh, this person would have done better if not for the interference of political parties.
Okay.
And that was the case. I don't want to start mentioning them.
All right.
You know?
Okay, so Mr. Ola, did you hear that response, Mr. Ola?
Yes, I heard him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me respond to him. Well, I will start from where he ended now. We have people in this country. Look at what Wike is doing in the city. This is supported. Definitely, Nigeria move forward. Look at what the governor Amode did in Lagos. If it's supported, definitely they can do it better.
Very good. Let me attack you with that one. I won't let you run. If not for political party, wouldn't that one party be continued?
That's why we call it democracy. It is for the
amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Emeka and Ola. If I let you guys go on, you will just take off the whole time. But that was brilliant. Very, very brilliant for me. Thank you so, so much. Okay, so I'd love to have another very viral set of debaters this afternoon. And our topic is candidacy or political party. Do we choose individuals or do we root for political parties in the next dispensation, hopefully 2023? What would form the basis or what should form the basis of our election in 2023? Party or individual candidates? Yeah? So, if you call in, tell me your name and tell me what position you're taking so that I can find you a co-debater. I really enjoyed the last one. I hope we'll have another interesting one. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
This is Mr. Amos.
Ah, Mr. Amos, thank you for joining me.
Yes, calling from Kabota. I will stand in for political party.
Interesting, thank you. So stay on, I will get you a co-debater. Hello?
Hello, can you...
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Yeah, this is the future president, Joe.
Okay. A co-debater is saying candidate, political party. What do you say?
I vote for individual.
All right. So, the first caller, what's your name again? Sorry.
Mr. Amos.
Okay, Mr. Amos, your time starts now. Why would you go for party? Or why do you think party should form the basis of our electioneering in 2023?
Okay. Now, we are in a democratic society. And as democracy entails, political parties are the machinery that recruit political leaders for the welfare of the people. And political parties are supposed to be made of like mind, who share ideas of what they want and how they want the society to be. And when you bring people from parties, parties have ideology, so that at the end of the day, they will be able to now send themselves to the people. Hello?
Yes, we're here. We're here. Go on.
Yes. They will send themselves to the people. And the people now, we now hold them. So that at the end of the day, society will move forward. The problem we have in Nigeria is that people don't want political parties to go by what they say they will do. If we are holding our political parties accountable as to what they say they will do, I tell you that today Nigeria will be better.
Mm.
So in as much as our political parties may not deliver as to what they promise they will do, but they are the only viable option as far as democratic system is concerned,
okay,
and not the individual.
All
because
right.
There is a limit to what an individual will do than to what a collective mind of political parties will
can
put
do
together.
Yeah.
So that is why personally I would still go for political parties.
All
with
right.
A sound ideological mind that can transform Nigeria.
Interesting. Mr. Amos, thank you so much. Mr. Ojo, the future
Ojo
president, what
yes
will be your response? Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. And let me start from where Mr. Amos ended, talking about the political parties being the paraphrase to move the country forward. I tell you, the vast is the case in Nigeria. Political party has been the problem of this country that has put the nation in the present situation we find ourselves. Now, let me give you an example. Political parties in Nigeria don't have ideology. And that's why you see people today, they are PDP in the morning, APC in the afternoon, probably AFGA in the night. And that's why you see that people will begin to go to court. You can imagine the number of governors that have moved from PDP to APC. You have seen the number of governors that have moved one from APC now in PDP. Meaning that there is no difference between APC and PDP. Political party in Nigeria has become a cartel whereby if you can't beat them, you join them. We have more than 101 million people in Nigeria who are ready to sacrifice for this nation. But because of the kind of political party that is being practiced in Nigeria, my sister, they are not ready to change their image. They are not ready to lower their integrity. Because when you join a political platform,
they will definitely force you to do their bid. Now, let me give you an example, my sister. What does it take the president, the present president, to sign the bill? The last day is on 19th of this month. Is to consulting political parties, consulting, listening to members of his party on what to do. Whereby the National Assembly have done the open workshop, open hearing on this that has resolved on what to do, send it to Mr. President. If it is not for the issue of political party, Mr. President by now should have signed that bill.
All right.
Now, look at the number of
people. Begin to round off yes, because yes, we have people waiting. Mm-hmm.
Look at the number of people that have been entitled when it comes to the issue of corruption. But because of the political party, they could not do anything. So for me, individual, let's have independent candidates today. Mm. I tell you, Nigeria will change for best.
So Mr. Amos, what would be your response to Ola? He has tried to counter you on some of the points he raised.
Yes. My response to what he said is one, political participation.
Mm.
In the case of Nigeria, without political parties, there is absolutely no way there will be an expansion of political participation by Nigerians. The level of political awareness and participation and consciousness of political activities in Nigeria is as a result of the existence of political parties in Nigeria today.
Mm.
If political parties are not there, me that is even talking will not have that consciousness of even talking about what is obtainable today.
Okay.
So I think if actually we want Nigeria to progress or to develop, we have to consolidate on the political parties and then try to see how they will work more to give Nigerians what Nigerians deserve.
Okay.
I give you an instance.
In the Southwest,
during the Awolowo time, we talk of free education. This was an idea of a political party and not an idea of an individual. The party agreed that we will give free education to our people if given opportunity. And when people voted for them, they enjoy that.
Okay.
Because
all right,
I hold them accountable.
All right,
the problem is that we are not holding our political parties accountable.
Right.
And I tell you, even body that we have today, as an individual, he has been selling himself as an individual to Nigerians. But it was the political party, that
he was able
to get the corrupted office of the president today.
So if it was not for the individual, on what basis?
Thank you, Mr. Amos. You have said a whole lot, Mr. Joe, Mr. Amos, you guys did amazing work. Thank you, that was so nice. All right, yes, join in the great debate today as we look at candidacy on an individual basis or the political party as what should form the basis of our electioneering or electing new leaders, new crop of people into elective and positions come 2023. Someone here, that's Usan for God, said, I wanted to debate, but Mr. Ola and Mr. Emeka are so good and vibrant that I don't want to water down their amazing rendition. Well done, Mr. Ola and Mr. Emeka. Yes, I think Mr. Joe and Mr. Amos also did a fantastic job. Thank you, Sam, for God. You can always call in if you're interested, though, so that we'll get you a co-debater. Pat Wilson from Zone 5 said, good afternoon, Vocal Majesty. As much as we would like to have a good candidate, we cannot take away the role of the political parties. Every individual, no matter how good and qualified they are, will have to run under the banner of a political party. Political parties drive democracy. And I'll look at the ideologies of political Parties that support great individuals that can drive the polity of the nation. The system working in the U.S. is based on party ideology and not individual ideologies. Okay, but I ask, is it the same that drives us in Nigeria? Anyways, join in the debate. If you want to call and take a side to this debate, please feel free to do so. Hello? Oh, okay. Sorry, we lost that. 0700-951-0000. Political parties or candidates or individual as candidates, what will form the basis or should form the basis of our 2023 elections? Hello? Switch off your radio. Hello? Please.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
This is the kind of program I would like this guy to call in. Adewumi, instead of calling and dragging you inside the world, we don't know. I beg, let him call for a topic.
Okay, thank you very much. Just take a position, take a position. Hello?
Yes, what?
Yes, good afternoon.
This is the comrade.
Yes, Mr. Comrade, welcome. Let's not change this topic. Please, are you debating or you're not?
Yeah, let's go now. I don't know how far my card will take me, but let's try. I stand for independent candidate.
Okay, you stand for independent candidacy?
Yeah, this is Comrade Onyemaechi Austin.
Okay, well,
yes.
Austin is saying let's go for the candidate. Hello? Unfortunately, we lost this call.
Hello?
Okay, just go ahead.
Okay, quickly. Let me first of all commend Mr. Mecha and Mr. Jody, future president. Party politics by working in the same society.
Please switch off your radio so that it will stop echoing.
Hello? Okay, sorry. Can you hear me now? I said party politics by work in a same society. Not in a place like Nigeria where you have people who doesn't meant well for the country, and they will join those who meant well for the country, they hide under them. When they get the power, using people that have a good intention with the, for the country, then behind the scene, they will be the one controlling those who want to do the right thing. That is exactly what is happening in this country. If not, nothing is bad with the political party. So I stand for independent candidate. Let me tell you, I believe in Osinbajo, but I tell you, there are things he will do, he will be able to do now, but he cannot do it because those who hide under his political party might not have to do it. But it's something that will benefit the ordinary man in the country. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
We know in this country today, in the north and in the south, east and west, individuals that can take Nigeria to the highest level. But for the fact that there are people that wouldn't even want to contest, but they will join political party in order to go there and turn the things upside down for their own selfish interest. Are you getting it?
Okay.
Somebody is talking about Awolowo. Let me tell you, that might be his own personal ideology. And for the fact that his ideology was good, the party adopted it. And it worked. And when you look at that part of the country, help us work.
Yeah. Oh my God. I thought you had finished. Sorry about that, Austin. Okay. That's good. So do we go for a candidate? Not necessarily. The question is not about independent candidates. I'm just talking about you look at the individual much more than the political party. So for example, let me give you, for those of you who are anti, who do not belong to a political party, like let's say PDP. And PDP brings out someone who you think is amazing, who has wonderful, amazing precedence in terms of, you know, his qualification, in terms of what he has done, and you think he is going to bring that and bring it to bear in at the national level. He's a visionary, he's a nationalist at heart, he's patriotic, and you think he has capacity, character, all that it takes to have a good leader. But you don't belong to PDP. But you see that they have an amazing candidate who you are overwhelmingly convinced that this person will be good for the country. Can you be able to ditch, you know, the fact that your political party, maybe it's the APC or ABGA, you feel those ones, they are not good. Let me go for this because I want to go for someone who is good for Nigeria. Do you understand? So not necessarily political party or not necessarily independent candidate, but would you look more at a candidate's qualification and go for them and, you know, blurring out the political party lines? Or would you still choose whether you are convinced or not? As long as it's my party, I will just choose the person. Doesn't matter whether he's a good leader or not. So that's how my question is framed. Would you go for a candidate or would you go for political party? That's the question, and that's what I want you to debate on. Let me take on more callers. Hello? Oh, sorry about that. Hello? Hello?
Oh, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon to you.
This is Abraham. I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, welcome, Abraham.
Yes, I love the program you're anchoring.
Thank you. So what's your position?
Yes, I'm on the side of the candidate.
Okay. Just hold on. Let me get your co-debater. Hello?
Hello, Swag.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Bright. Sorry.
You're welcome. Mr. Bright, someone is on the line saying that he supports candidacy. A candidate, what would you support?
Honestly speaking, I would have loved to do the two together, but since he has taken the candidate, I will take the place of the party. But I will tell you, the two actually work together.
Okay, but then right? let him make his point, then you can stress that. Is that okay?
Yes, let him make his point, then I will take it from there.
All right, our first caller, your time starts now.
Okay. Before I go further to explain, I'll tell you my position, why I choose an individual and candidature. I would like to, first of all, let you understand, and my co-debate understand that whether political party or political ideology, all these factors are driven by the human reasoning. The candidate is responsible. It is an individual that brings out ideas that other members of a group called political party accept.
Okay.
The ideology of a political party is not drafted by an animal. It's drafted by an individual. Now, if an individual can sit down and put down something good for the progress of a particular party, for the progress of it.
Hello?
If an individual can sit down and put something for the progress of a particular party, I think the reward, the respect, whatever that drives that party should be given to the individual knowledge. Because you and I, but two of us have come down and say, okay, let's form a political party. I think these reasons are the ideas are coming from individuals.
Okay.
So the idea of the party, the political party, they are all managed by human beings, not animal. So if you talk of political party has no life. It is individual that have life. So it is the individual that should effect the change that we need. Not okay. The political party itself. Can it work? Can PDP stand and start working today? Can APC stand and start working today? No. It is the people that are in.
I suspected that was going to happen when that silence happened.
Okay, so.
Okay, Bryce, go ahead.
Yes, let me start my own by saying that, first, I quite disagree that it's individual that runs, that design a political party ideology. Is a collective of people in that party that put the ideology, manifesto, constitution, or whichever way it's called. It's the people in that party that comes together and put it. And that will give the individual a direction in which he's going to design his policies to suit the people that he's governing and the party, right? But let me tell you where I'm coming from. I've had this thought very long ago. You need a strong character to drive a strong institution. And a simple example, America, we know the political institution has been one of the best in the world. But when a second Donald Trump came, he brought in a different dimension by trying to change the narrative of a political party.
This is Sunnyside on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. It's a great debate today that we're having on the Sunny Side, like we always do from time to time. And today we're debating on what should form the basis of our, 2023, the year of our election. What should form the basis? Should it be the individual who is put forth? It doesn't matter what political party, as long as you think he has a requisite qualification to lead. Would you rather go for the individual because he possesses your quality and what you think you require in a leader, or would you rather go for party because you believe in this party and ideology? I'm always very skeptical using that ideology, especially for us in this climate, because I don't know. I mean, yeah, we used to back then, maybe in the 60s, 70s, parties that stood for some certain ideologies. But how much of ideology have played out in our political parties? So I don't know, but many of you use that word a whole lot. So would you rather go with a political party, irrespective of the candidate? But just because he belongs to your party, you'd rather go for the political party because you trust the sense of judgment and maybe the ideology of that party in bringing out such a person. So which would you go for? Which would form the foundation, or should form the foundation of Nigeria's choice, or Nigerians making a choice? That's the question. I'd love to have debaters. I apologize to you, Bright. You know how it is.